Welcome to Kids Church Online. I'm so glad that you are joining us today. We will be continuing our lessons on hearing from God, how we hear from God, and we have an exciting lesson for us today. So what I need you to do is in a few seconds, you need to run and get your Bible, a paper, pen, pencil, and meet us back here. So 30 seconds, on your mark, get set, go.
Hey guys, welcome back. I can't wait to see you all again. We've spent this whole entire time talking about a whole bunch of different ways that God speaks to us. But God can speak to us in a voice, and it's not necessarily a voice, right? When we say that God's speaking to us, it's not like it's a voice, right? We talked about different ways, like it was a picture or a movie, or the Lord spoke to us like a magnet tugging on our heart, telling us where we need to go and who we need to talk to. And these are the most common ways that Christians will hear from the Lord when he speaks to us. But you know what? There's something incredible about the way God speaks to us, that he actually can speak to you in a voice. Now, the Lord can come down and speak to you. Have you ever had a conversation where in your spirit, you're hearing yourself ask a question and you're hearing an answer and a question and an answer? It's like you're having a conversation with God, and it like he was right there in the room with you. You didn't hear it with your ears necessarily, but you heard it in your spirit. You could hear him talking, and you were having a whole entire conversation with God back and forth. It's amazing. There's also what's called the audible voice of God, where you actually can hear the voice of the Lord. For example, when Jesus was baptized, everybody that was there when Jesus was getting baptized heard the Lord when the Lord came down and said, "This is my son in whom I am well pleased." And that's in Matthew 3:17. Go check it out. But it's not just with our ears. There are other ways that the Lord can speak to us too. There have been stories of an entire congregation, a whole group of people at church, the whole church all at one time. Everybody started smelling roses. Everyone. And what they were smelling was the sweet fragrance of the Lord, right? And just the opposite of that, there are stories of pastors who have thought to go and pray over a particular person. I'm going to go pray for this person. And all of a sudden, the pastor gets a smell in his nose. It's just, what is that stench? What is that stink? And the Lord is speaking to the pastor to let him know that person that the pastor is going to pray for may have an unclean spirit or may have a demon and needs to be cast out. I'm like, that smell is so bad, but nobody else in the congregation could smell it, but the pastor was the only one who could, and it was bad. It was like stinky bad, like bad. Here's another way the Lord can speak to us. If you're praying for somebody, and I pick a person, I want to pray for that person, and all of a sudden, you get a pain in your shoulder, or, ow, I got a pain in my elbow. Maybe the Lord's speaking to you, letting you know that the person that you're praying for, they have a hurt shoulder or their elbow's hurting, and you need to pray for that particular body part to help them feel better. Those are just many, many ways that the Lord can speak to us. When we talk about the many ways that the Lord can speak to us, we have to be very, very careful that we don't take God and put him in a box, right? So take God. Well, let's see. How does God speak to me? Well, he can speak to me in pictures or movies. Check that off. He can tug at my heart like a little magnet. Check, got that one. Got my ears in here, because I'll hear it either in my spirit or with my ears. Maybe I'll smell them, so we'll cut the nose off. You can cut this nose off, put that thing in the box. or maybe I feel a pain in my shoulder or pains in throughout my body anywhere. The point is, be very careful not to put God in this box. God's everywhere. He's everywhere all the time. He knows everything. He knows you. He knows your name. He knows your future. He's omnipresent, omniscient, omnipotent, everywhere all the time. So don't put him in a box. And you end up saying, well, if I don't hear the Lord from one of these things in the box, well, then it must not be from God. That's not true at all. God's so powerful. God can talk to us in an infinite number of different ways. So it's very important that you all stay alert, because God just might be speaking to you from one of the different ways, and you might want to make sure that you're paying attention so that you can act upon it.
Hey, Josh. Hey, Josh.
Hey, man. Hey.
Real quick. I got a riddle for you.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
This is good. Okay. This is really good. All right. I hope you like it. All right. If you have me, you want to share me. But when you share me, you don't have me anymore. What am I?
Underarm smells.
No, a secret.
Woo!
No. A secret.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Tell me.
Okay, I got one for you.
All right, let's see.
What's brown and sticky?
Syrup.
No.
Oh, what is it?
A stick. What else is brown and sticky?
No.
Sure. Oh, okay, yeah, sure. Okay. Yeah.
All right. Let's see here. What gets wet as it dries?
Fish.
Aren't they always wet?
When they get scared, they wet themselves.
Oh. I didn't think about that. How about a towel?
Oh. Huh?
Right. One more.
Okay, one more. Let's do this.
All right. When I start out, I'm really heavy. Oh. But as you cook me, I get lighter. And I make a noise. What am I?
Popcorn.
That's right.
Oh, yeah, I got one.
I don't know why, though.
All right.
Okay. We have a special scripture verse to go with our lesson today. And this one's a little unusual, but I want you to find in your Bible the book of Numbers. And when you find that, find the big number 12 and the little number 8 and underline it. Glad you're back. Okay, so this is what I want you to understand. I'm going to read just part of verse 8. And it says, so I speak to him face to face, clearly, and not in riddles. Now this is, if you don't know the backstory to this, you may think, well, this is such a weird verse to know. But you see, Moses, God was talking to Moses, and about Moses. And he's met with Moses up on the mountain. And it says he met with him face to face. And God spoke very plainly to Moses. Moses heard God's voice with his ears. And he spoke very plainly to Moses. And Moses understood. They had this conversation. Well, it says, God said he spoke face to face, very clearly, and not in riddles. Now, we had an example of a riddle, right? It's puzzling, it's tricky, it's mysterious. You have to use your brain to figure it out. Well, God is saying here, hey, I spoke to Moses face to face, and I made it very clear to him what he needed to know. I didn't play tricks with his mind. I didn't try to trick him up or anything. I spoke it very plainly and clearly, in person, face to face. So what we are going to do is we're going to say this verse again, and then I'm going to have you do something. Okay, on the count of three, starting with the book of Numbers. 1, 2, 3. Numbers 12:8. So I speak to him face to face, clearly, and not in riddles. Now, again, I want to tell you what this means. If we said it in our own words, it would be, I speak to him in person, clearly, and not with puzzling or mysterious words. So this is what I'd like you to do. I'd like you to turn to somebody in your room. I want you to be face to face with them and say this scripture verse with me on the count of three. Are you ready? Have you found your person? Here we go. 1, 2, 3. Numbers 12:8. So I speak to him face to face, clearly, and not in riddles. Good job. Give yourself a pat on the back. Now, let's try it one more time. And if there's somebody else in the room that you can say it to, turn to that person and say this together on the count of three. 1, 2, 3. Numbers 12:8. So I speak to him face to face, clearly, and not in riddles. Very good. So today we are talking about how sometimes God speaks to us with an audible voice. I don't think it happens very often, but throughout the Bible, God spoke to people in voices that they could hear. And we're going to be learning how he speaks to us so many different ways, but today specifically, how sometimes he communicates with us with an audible voice.
Hi guys, Miss Lois again with another story from Scripture. Go and find your Bibles. Open up to the book of Matthew, chapter 3, and read verses 1 through 17. Now, it's the whole chapter, but it's a short one, and it's about the baptism of Jesus. When you're done, come back, sit down, and listen while I tell you this story. Okay, I hope you're back. Here I go. John the Baptist preached, "Turn from your sin, for the kingdom of God is near." And Isaiah spoke of him when he said, "The voice of one crying in the wilderness, 'Make ready the paths of the Lord.'" Now, John the Baptist was a little unusual. He did live out in the wilderness. Not only that, he wore some unusual clothes. He had a clothing that was made out of camel's hair. And his clothing was tied around him with a leather belt. And he ate some very unusual things, too. He ate wild honey. Wild honey. And he also ate locusts. And, you know, from out in the wilderness, locusts. And the people, they came out to see him and to hear his message. And they were baptized, confessing their sins. But John the Baptist, one day, he saw the false religious leaders coming to be baptized. And he said, "Who told you to turn from your ways? Let your life show that you're following him. Don't expect to get into heaven because of the faith of your fathers. No, you must have your own personal relationship with the Lord. I baptize people with water as an outward sign that they're following him, but one is coming who is all powerful. I'm not even worthy to untie his sandals, and he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit. He will draw all those who are his to himself, but those who aren't will be turned away. But you can be drawn to him. You can be one of his. Just confess your sins and follow the Lord." Then John the Baptist continued to baptize people and to share about confessing their sins and following the Lord. When one day Jesus himself came out to be baptized, and John said to him, "I should be baptized by you. Why have you come to me?" And Jesus said, "To fulfill all righteousness." So John the Baptist went ahead and he baptized Jesus. And when Jesus came up out of that water, the heavens opened and the Spirit of God descended like a dove. And a voice came and said, "This is my Son in whom I am well pleased.
Hey, kids. So, we have more lessons today on the Holy Spirit. What I want to talk to you guys about today is how we can hear things from God whenever messages are dropped into our spirit. So I want to tell you a little story about a guy named Jeremy, a little kid named Jeremy. He's riding his bike over to his friend Todd's house. And all of a sudden, while he's riding his bike, he gets this image in his mind that says, "Danger! Danger!" And so he's going, what's dangerous? I don't know. So he starts looking around and making sure there's no dogs going to come or no potholes. He's checking traffic all the way there. Nothing happens. So on his way there, he just forgets that he saw the danger picture while he's there. So he gets over to his friend Todd's house, and they're enjoying themselves. He's totally forgotten about the whole picture of danger. And then all of a sudden, one of Todd's friends comes over. He says, "Hey, guys, I have this really cool book I want you guys to look at." And he said, "This book, we can actually like pray these little prayers or make these little curses up to mess with people that mess with us and pick on us and everything else." All of a sudden, Jeremy's like, "Danger, danger, danger, Will Robinson." And he realized right then and there, this was not something he needed to do. And he got out of Dodge. He went ahead and got out of there. And that was God speaking to him, showing him in advance that something may be coming up. And maybe you've had these kinds of things drop in your spirit. Let me tell you another one, because not everything's scary. Sometimes we have really cool stories. So, Katie was talking to her mom one day, and her mom got a phone call and had to walk off. And so she walks off, and whenever her mom was off there, she got a little message dropped in her spirit that says, "Winner, winner, winner, chicken dinner." So she got that winner sign, and her mom comes back in, and she hears her mom talking to her grandma, and she comes back in, and she goes, "Katie, guess what?" She said, "Grandma entered into this little sweepstakes thing at the grocery store," and she goes, "And she won!" And she's like, "How did you know?" "So I think God told me that, because while you were on the phone, I saw this winner, winner kind of sign coming up." So what I want to tell you guys is sometimes you can have really strong warnings. Sometimes you can have these really awesome rejoicing kind of things. But the main thing is whenever you get these like one word kind of responses, I want you guys to listen to those responses and what those warnings that come into your heart, or even those rejoices that come into your heart. Maybe you don't immediately go looking for something, but just pay attention so that when something does come up, you can remember that God spoke to you about it.
There's a higher level of hearing when God speaks to us, and it's really amazing when it happens, right? It's like I've talked about before. It's like you're having a conversation in your own head where you say something and God says something back, and you say something and God answers back. It's almost like you're having a conversation mind to mind instead of mouth to mouth. But when you say something in your mind and you hear God talk back, you'll know that it's God talking. You'll just know because you know. I'll give you an example. Just yesterday I was changing a battery on one of my vehicles in my home. And on the battery, there are little tiny nuts that are on there that you need to be able to screw the battery back on. And sometimes they fall out. And I took this battery and left from the garage, and I walked all the way around the house, all the way around to the back. And I walked through some pretty thick grass. And when I got there and went to put it in, no nut, it fell out. So I had to go all the way back around, wandering around in the grass, just digging through the grass like a crazy person. No one knew what I was looking for, but I was looking for a little nut, and it was small. And I was standing there, and I thought, "Well, Lord, just help me find this nut, because I'm going to need this to be able to put this thing back on." And out of nowhere, a thought came to my head that just said, "Look down and to the left." And when I looked down to the left, what do you think was there? Anybody. There was a nut laying right there on the grass. Out of all the grass and everywhere I had walked, it was just right there. That was amazing. I didn't even question it. That must have come from the Lord answering a prayer when I asked him to help me find the nut, and he did. Here's another little story for you. There was a girl named Sarah. And Sarah, one day, she was cleaning her room. I hope she's cleaning her room. And she had a thought in her mind. And a voice came to her in her mind. And it said, "Sarah, would you be willing to do something for me if you already wanted to do it?" And immediately Sarah thought and answered back in her mind, "Yes, Lord, I would." And then she got another thought in her mind. And it said, "Sarah, would you be willing to do something for me if you really didn't want to do it?" And she thought about it and answered back in her mind, "Yes, Lord, I will." You know what that was all about? Just then, another thought came to Sarah. Because Sarah was a member of the sewing club. But she didn't want to go to the sewing club anymore. She didn't like the sewing club. She thought it was boring. She didn't really fit in with all the other girls. And she thought about quitting the sewing club. And just then and there, Sarah thought, "I'm going to stay in the sewing club." And 6 months later, do you know what happened? Two girls in the sewing club with her, she led them to the Lord. And she never would have been able to do that if she would have left the sewing club, because the sewing club was the only place that she ever spent time or saw those two girls that she ended up leading to the Lord. So that's pretty cool. And when that happened, like, Sarah knew, she knew that she knew in her heart that those thoughts were not her thoughts that came to her about her wanting to do something she didn't really want to do and to stay in the sewing club. It was almost like God just took his thoughts and stuck them right into her mind. Isn't that cool? That would be pretty awesome. And you notice something else that God didn't specifically say to Sarah, "I don't want you to quit the sewing club." He didn't say that specifically. He just simply asked, the question was, "Would you be willing to do something for me that you really don't want to do?" And when she said yes, that set up the appointment for her to meet those two girls and eventually bring them to the Lord 6 months later. That's pretty amazing, because God knows what he's doing, right? Even though he didn't say it specifically, it wasn't like Sarah was scratching her head like, "I wonder what the Lord meant by that." She just knew in her heart, she knew. This means that I am not supposed to quit the sewing club. And that's just the Lord speaking to her in her mind and her hearing God's voice in her head and knowing what to do instinctively. So, when God speaks to you, it's more rare. It's not very common. It's more rare. What does that mean, more rare? That means it doesn't happen very often, right? So if God speaks to you through your thoughts or you hear an audible voice from God, you need to make sure you pay attention to that. Because if the Lord is speaking to you in one of those ways, whatever he's telling you, it must be really, really important to him.
Hey, kids. So just a little while ago, and what we've been talking about the last few weeks is about hearing God in our hearts and hearing God as he drops images into our minds, as he drops thoughts and ideas in our hearts. But today I want to talk to you about something that doesn't happen very often, but does happen. It's happened to multiple people that I know, and it may have even happened to some people that you know. But let's talk about a few situations where people actually heard with their ears, heard the voice of God out loud. So first I want to tell you, these two stories are in the Bible, and then I've got one more that's not in the Bible. The first one is about a little kid, because God likes to speak to kids too, little kid named Samuel. Samuel was actually dedicated to God, to the temple back in the Old Testament, long time ago, back when David was around and stuff like that, right before David, actually. So he went, and he was serving under a priest named Eli. Well, Eli wasn't being very good. He was acting up. His sons were acting up. And so God actually came in and he began to speak to little Samuel. And he was speaking to him in the middle of the night. He was hearing voices like, Samuel, what in the world? So he goes off and he talks to Eli and says, "You called me?" He's like, "No, I didn't call you. Go back to bed." So Samuel goes back to bed and he hears the voice again, Samuel. Hear the echo? He hears him coming in, and he goes back to Eli and he goes, "Hey, I heard you call me." He said, "I didn't call you, but you know what? This might be God. Next time you hear that voice, say, here am I, Lord, I am listening." So Samuel goes back and he lays down and goes to bed, and he comes in and he hears that voice again. And he goes, "Here am I, Lord, I'm listening." And so God began to speak to him and actually gave him some warnings that he needed to share with Eli about his sons and about Israel. So that's one story. So God does speak to little kids like you, not like me, because I'm not a little kid. So let's talk about someone that's more like me. So Paul, an older man, actually his name was Saul in the very beginning. Saul was actually riding around, and he was one of the guys that was going out and arresting Christians at the very beginning, right after Jesus resurrected from the dead.
Paul, or Saul at the time, was going around and arresting Christians and even punishing them, putting them in jail, and sometimes they were executed for what they were doing. So Saul is riding on a road. He's going out to a road to a city called Damascus. And all of a sudden, out of nowhere, he hears this loud voice saying, "Paul, Paul, why are you persecuting me?" And he's like, Lord, who is this that I'm persecuting? It says, "It's me, Jesus, the one you are persecuting." Well, okay, so Paul definitely heard this. What else was going on? All of the people around him said that they didn't hear a voice, but what they did hear was a loud... That was a really high-pitched thunder, but they heard a really loud, thunderous noise. But here's the deal. They still heard something, right? They heard something with their ears. Even though they didn't hear the voice, they did hear God like thunder. And so Paul ended up, Saul ended up becoming Paul, and if you look at the Old or the New Testament, you'll see that a bunch of letters were written by this guy who was introduced to God by God's own voice. One last story. So this is a true story. The other stories are true as well, but this is more modern. So there was this guy, and he basically had lived his life basically, drinking, fighting, and smoking, and playing gambling, and all of that kind of stuff. And what he ended up doing is, one day he had just gotten himself into so much trouble that he was wondering how he could live his life and get right with God. So he sat at a table, and he put those things out on the table, and he was staring at them, trying to figure out, how do I give this up? How do I give this up? When all of a sudden, behind him, he heard a voice that says, "You don't need those anymore." And he turns around, he's like, he thought maybe his dad was in the room. It's like, what's that? And there wasn't anything there. And he looked down and he realized that that was God speaking to him. And at that very moment, he was able to give up all of those things. And he said, "I don't need those anymore." So sometimes the voice of God can bring us encouragement. Sometimes the voice of God can tell us, "Hey, you need to get right." And those are the things that we really need to listen to. We may not hear his voice directly, but when we do, it's such a blessing. So listen up. Listen up and see if he speaks to you.
Okay. We have spent several weeks talking about how we can hear from God, how we can know what God wants us to do. And there were so many ways. There was reading God's word. There was a feeling in our spirits. There was an audible voice like we discussed today. But you know what the important is? It's knowing God. It's knowing Jesus. The most important thing is that you have a relationship with Jesus, that you spend time with him and you spend time in God's word and you worship him. When we decide that we want to be a Jesus follower, we need to grow. And how do you grow? Once you've made that decision that you want to follow Jesus, you want to be a believer, then it's time to grow by spending time praying and worshiping him and reading his word, by getting quiet before him and just listening to what's in our mind or our heart or in God's word. So we're going to have that opportunity today. Maybe God might actually speak in a voice you can hear. Most of the time, he speaks something in our head, in our heart. But who knows? God may have an important message for you. So I really want you to spend time getting quiet before God and worshiping him. And maybe during that time, you'll feel something or know something, and I want you to write it down on your piece of paper and pray and worship. So I am going to close with prayer, but the service is not over because we're going to have an opportunity to worship together and spend time with Jesus. So let's pray together. Oh, thank you so much, Jesus, for your love, for going to the cross. cross and taking our sins and for rising from the dead. Thank you that you have sent the Holy Spirit to live inside of us and to teach us and to bring us to God and to help us when we need help. So, Father, I pray that every person watching these videos will have an experience with you that will change their lives, that will help them to go through whatever they're going through and will point out the future. But most of all, may they have an experience with you that draws them close to you. And I ask this in your holy name. Ready? Let's get in the mood and the mode to worship God together and to be quiet long enough to hear Him.
Let all the earth rejoice, let all the earth rejoice. He wraps himself in light. Darkness tries to hide and trembles at his voice, and trembles at his voice. How great our God.